This is the Shopify Dropify, hosted by The Cut.
One thing we've always done is to help promote the guys, and we've always gathered a lot of content and travelled around the world with a camera in hand. If I was to put it down to one thing, like, I guess that's a bit of a, not a motto, but maybe a motto that I kind of try and stick by, is to try and learn at least 75% of every single aspect of what you're doing in the e-com space. Yeah, we turned the website on, pushed it through our socials, got 6 sales in the first day, and they're all international.
Welcome back with episode 71 of the Shopify Dropify. This is your Shopify dedicated podcast, hosted by the specialists at Perth agency, The Cut. Ben and Scott and their team are here to help business owners launch online stores, improve sales, and build customer engagement and sales conversions. In this episode, Ben talks to the founder of Perth-based MMA gear and apparel brand Engage. Ash Bellicastro has a fast growth and progressive brand on his hands and is reaching into international markets on Shopify Plus in 2021. Ash shares stories of his early days in the MMA fight game, starting Engage, plus his achievements so far and his plans for the future. Thanks for listening.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Ben De Jong. I'm a director at The Cut. We're Shopify experts here in Perth, and this is our podcast that we love to call the Shopify Dropify. And today I'm speaking to Ash Bellicastro, who is from a brand called Engage, and we'll get into what Engage do in just a minute. Thanks for joining us, Ash.
Thanks for having me, mate. It's good to be on, and yeah, I'm excited to have a chat.
Been really, really good to meet you recently and start doing some work with you and Engage. Can you give us a quick introduction to yourself and to the brand?
Yeah, mate, as you said, Ash, I'm from Perth, Western Australia, originally from Sydney. Yeah, got into mixed martial arts and Muay Thai, my mid-20s and kind of really had a real passion for the sport. And then kind of came up with, fortunate enough to meet and come up with a bunch of guys that are now professional athletes, and we started a brand called Engage, predominantly fight wear and fight gear and apparel. And, it's just kind of been a steady growth since, really 2015, 16. It's just been a massive learning experience. We're still learning every day, and it's making some good headway. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting times.
As it is for everyone, Ash, a massive learning experience, and we love to hear. We'll put it aside for a second that you're a Sydney sider originally, but it's always awesome to hear Perth and WA success stories in the e-commerce space. We come across a lot of them in what we do at The Cut. So Engage is all about MMA, and as you said, the gear, so the gear that the fighters actually wear in the ring, and also apparel for I guess fighters and for fans. Is that about right?
Yeah. Look, we try and obviously predominantly do fight wear. Fight gear, but we like to feel like we've got a very different approach to our garments and our products and our messaging than any other kind of fightwear brand. We do have that bit of street swag and attitude to our products. So yeah, I think we could appeal to predominantly fightwear, the fight industry, but also looking to branch out to more of a athletic wear as well.
100%. I think your ambitions for the brand and where you want to take it are super exciting. Yeah. You've already touched on the fact that you started out training and fighting MMA and Muay Thai yourself. Can you expand on that a little bit and tell us about what led you into the MMA world and then your progression into launching Engage?
Yeah, look, predominantly it was like I say it's a combat brand, but we, much like guys like Brad Riddell and Israel Adesanya, they started striking and then moved into MMA. I myself had a few Muay Thai fights and predominantly played rugby league when I was younger, and then I just kind of picked up a bit of boxing and worked my way through, and then had a couple of Muay Thai fights and found myself doing a few camps and whatnot over in Thailand and meeting some pretty young but raw professional athletes that are really dedicated to their craft. So I soon found out I wasn't much good at getting kicked in the head. So I gave it all up. But we had an idea of creating, obviously had a passion around the sport and around the industry and making lifelong friends while I was doing it, waking up in the morning and training and then going to the moped and riding to the beach in Phuket and then staying down at the beach all day, then training in the afternoons. It's not a bad lifestyle, so you fall in love pretty quick. And as soon as I could get, I come home, work, save money, go back over as quickly as possible. So
yeah,
it's
and then you started managing these athletes, right?
Yeah, that's been a natural progression from I guess just being close friends with the guys and also having a really close bond with Eugene Behrman from City Kickboxing, who's their head coach, and both of us have been there, you know, from, you know, obviously Eugene's been there for a lot of the athletes from the start of their careers. I've kind of been there for about 5-6 years. And, you know, like it's just been, like I said, like being there for the guys, being in every one of their fights, started off with friendship, then sponsorship. And then, you know, as their careers progressed, they needed management and it just kind of fell into that scope of being able to, well, number one, of wanting the best for them.
Yeah.
Number two is kind of like we kind of combined both Eugene's knowledge in the fight industry and I guess mine in, you know, kind of endorsements and sponsorship.
And when you're talking about Eugene, you're talking about the gym out of New Zealand, is that right?
Yeah, City Kickboxing Gym.
Auckland.
Voted, you know, currently the best gym in the world. Producing a lot of top athletes out of there. It's just purely out of the culture and the respect that they have for each other and the team environment.
Absolutely. And so from there, training, doing some fighting yourself, developing these friendships, relationships, moving that into management, and then the progression was into a brand that was actually producing, as you say, fight gear and then into apparel. Is that kind of the progression that you've gone through to get Engaged to where it is at this point?
Yeah, definitely. I think Engaged probably came before the management. The management was always there, but it wasn't really, it was always there, but we went official with that kind of, you know, good, as I said, like probably back in 2018, you know, but we were always there for helping him before that. One thing we've always done is to help promote the guys, and we've always gathered a lot of content and travelled around the world with a camera in hand and always tried to promote both the brand and the athletes and tell a story.
Well, I've been lucky enough to get a bit of a sneak peek at one of your, marquee productions a few weeks ago, and the quality of the production and the storytelling in that video, I won't say anything more, but it was certainly impressive and super compelling viewing. Obviously, a lot of these fighters have awesome sort of stories to tell, and they're full of personality and attitude, aren't they?
Yeah, it's something that we've been doing for a good four plus years. Back in 2016, we started filming Israel back when he fought for the Glory title in LA. And we've got a pretty tight-knit team. So we've kind of travelled around, followed the guys like Kai Kara France, you know, from the start of his, you know, when he was fighting out. There's a lot of raw content actually back when they were still in Thailand as well. But, we've come up. We're currently doing a feature film documentary with Israel, which will roll out hopefully, you know, in 12 months. We're still filming in kind of 12 to 18 months. We'll have that hit the red carpet running, hopefully.
Very exciting. And if the early views are anything to go by, it'll be an awesome production.
Yeah.
So we'll jump into some advice or tapping into some insights that you might have, Ash, because at the end of the day, everyone tunes into this to learn, and there's nothing better than sort of peer-to-peer learning, where other e-com merchants and business owners will be really hungry to hear from you where you're seeing and finding some success and growth. What's been your one biggest, if you had to narrow it down to one single thing, learning in the e-commerce space that you'd most share with people who might be in a similar position to yourself or heading in the same direction?
If I was to put it down to one thing, like I guess that's a bit of a, not a motto, but maybe a motto that I'll kind of try and stick by, is to try and learn at least 75% of every single aspect of what you're doing in the e-com space.
Yeah.
With that knowledge that you'll take through, then you'll be able to make the right decisions. And obviously you'll learn when you make the mistakes, but that's what, you know, obviously when you learn. But I think like one thing that I've been, I guess, fortunate enough is that we've done a lot up until, you know, really now, where we're looking to really scale and take things to the next level, which I know we'll touch on soon.
Yes.
You know, like we've done really a lot of everything in-house, and it's been a positive, but it's also come to be maybe hold. It's kind of held us back a little bit as well.
But I think your point is that it makes a lot of sense to be hands-on in the early days with as many different facets as you can, so that you do have that level of understanding of each component of the business as it moves forward. And if then you hand those things over, well, that's all well and good. You still have an understanding of it, and that can help you collaborate with your suppliers or continue to add value or whatever. But I think, as a single insight, I think that's a really, really interesting one, and an original one too, Ash. I've never had someone say that to me before, so that's a really, really good one.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, well, I try and it's been, I think I still, anywhere from 75-50% of every single aspect of your business, and then of e-commerce, and then obviously you can make at least a calculated decision or the right decision, for your company, and then also
with a higher win rate,
and also because let's face it, with marketing and with engaging with certain agencies or companies, it can be very risky just to the development of your company, and for you guys to make for you to make the right decision, you have to have knowledge in the game to know that you're not going to have your pants pulled down.
Completely. And I was on another interview this morning, and he kept making the point that e-com is changing so quickly that, it's difficult even for people who are doing it professionally every day to keep up with every nuance. So you've got to have that background and that depth of overall understanding, I think, and also be able to bring a couple of different things into the picture to really add value where it's unlikely that a business owner would have that. I'm talking from our point of view, I guess, or from an agency or supplier's point of view.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the year, Ash. I mean, 2020, we're just coming through the end of it and heading into 2021. I mean, the craziest ever year, I think, probably for most people, it certainly has been. I think we're very lucky in the e-commerce space in the fact that COVID has produced massive growth in e-commerce as a sector. What was the effect of COVID like on Engage and your community and your online business?
Yeah, look, at the start in March, I think everyone kind of felt a little bit on edge. As to be expected, new ground and, I guess for every, I think it would have affected, for me personally or for Engage, it actually didn't affect things until it interrupted our production. So,
okay.
Online we stayed pretty steady.
So you didn't see a growth spike out of COVID at any point then?
We did, but obviously with the government grants and stuff like that, everyone wanted to spend their money on certain things. So we saw a spike, but we stayed pretty steady. At the start, we didn't see a spike. We saw a spike when we got to around September. So September, we compared to our monthly turnover. Well, we've had dramatic growth. But to put it down to COVID, I would not put it down to COVID. I put that down to a few other things. But
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
For us, we come around March, April. We stayed pretty steady, and then towards mid year we actually got affected by obviously China shut down. They didn't come back from their Chinese New Year, where we get a lot of our garments produced. And then once they got back up and running, obviously the rest of the world shut down. So we got affected in Pakistan, which is where we get a lot of our fight goods, as in gloves, our protective wear and leather and whatnot.
So it was a supply chain issue for you predominantly in terms of a COVID effect.
Yeah, it was more of a supply chain issue that for us, and we missed a few of our dates, product releases and stuff like that. So it did affect us, and I guess it just comes down to planning. I mean, if we were a little bit ahead of our production of where we want to be, but obviously every e-com business can kind of relate to it is, you want to be that, you really want to be 6 to 12 months ahead of where you want to be. I mean, but obviously to get there, you have to You have to be there.
That's a tricky formula, isn't it, to get right?
Yeah.
So if that being the case, that most of your impact was around supply chain, are there any ongoing changes or differences that you'll see continuing on with Engage based on what the world and the brand went through in 2020?
I think, like, for us, the difference with us is you saw a lot of companies that, you know, relied on, I guess, B2B and not so much on their, you know, a lot of the larger companies that rely on that indent sales saw a dip. And then they would have then put a lot more towards the e-com side and to try to boost them up. Exciting thing for us is that because we're a sportswear brand and, you know, like there's always going to be a demand for us to, you know, for B2B because there's so many gyms around you know, like they'll push on. There's always going to be that demand. So I guess from that aspect, I think like for us to be able to push through this year and actually have the best year that we've ever had and the best, we're just coming off like the best 3 months, you know, every month is bigger and better for us recently. And I think that's from being able to push through when you push through COVID, I guess. And you know, I guess for us, it's we've been able to steady the ship and then scale through this time. And I think that's what's going to, like, I guess next year is going to really push us on to, you know, to move into new.
So it's going to be a momentum thing for you that's come out of COVID and being able to build through this year that's going to push through, which segues really, really nicely into the next section of my question. So you're right now, yeah, to launch, looking at launching Engage seriously into the international markets, our neighbours in New Zealand, which is where Israel calls home. He's your kind of, what do you call him, your marquee fighter or your lead fighter?
Yeah, I guess that's our point of difference, just to touch on that. Our point of difference is obviously our fight team and who we are and a community-based, you know, we've been with a lot of these athletes since before they were in the UFC and that's our story that we tell and we are for the fighter, you know. Like we're not a fightwear brand, we're a brand for fighters.
And that management side and the relationships with those fighters gives the brand massive authenticity and as you said right in the beginning, street credibility, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's the, you know, when you look around, you look at any other like fightwear brand or anyone in our industry, there's no one doing what we do in that space around our athletes and the activation and storytelling and you know, that we felt the fact that we've been, you know, with them from the start, you know, it's pretty organic and something, you know, that I think in a few years' time we'll really look back on. And these guys will also be a part of the brand, you know, forever, for as long as they want to be, you know, like when the games are over, they're actually mates. And it's pretty, you know, I think I'm looking forward to, you know, the next couple of years of when we really build that base in the US and have distribution out of there. And it's, you know, that's 48% of the global market is for fightwear
industry. Which is very easy to imagine. I mean, that's the epicenter of most markets, but certainly MMA. Would think, well, that's going to be where it all goes on, and that's going to be your next step in terms of expanding Engage.
Yeah, we really want to be in there by, you know, we really want to be set up within the first 6 months of next year. We want to have distribution and obviously moving into with Shopify Plus and you know, set up over in, got distribution set up now, and well, you know, the final stages of distribution set up in New Zealand, and then like from there we'll push on into the US.
That being Engaged right now, can you go right back and flip this and tell us about when, why, and how you first started selling online and what that felt like and what your expectations were? Please, let's flip back to the beginning and see what it was looking like for you then.
Look, I didn't have a clue, to be honest with you. I just had a very large ego, I want to put it down to that, and just believing that I could do it. I was fortunate enough to obviously have, you know, good talent and build a lot of good content back then, because obviously in Thailand had a photographer. Yeah, we started just putting our logo on on other companies' shorts or the guys' walkout t-shirts, and and then my, you know, I produced about 300 t-shirts in Thailand and just handed them out, you know, along the street in this famous street, Soi Thaien, which is in Chelong, in Phuket. And even to this day, I still get photos sent to me of the old t-shirts of the old Thai ladies, massage ladies, or, you know, Thai cleaners or trainers, you know, walking around in these shirts. You know, it's pretty
wow. The OG Engage t-shirt.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah, so this is where we started. I guess we kicked it off to like 2015, and then we didn't go online until September or let's say October 2016. So
you know,
it's a year and a half to really kind of like, you know, a lot of R&D, a lot of, you know, I didn't have a clue, you know. Like once I got back to Perth, I was like, I had a Facebook page and an Instagram, and we were lucky enough to kind of piggyback off the back of Tiger Muay Thai, who had a quite a large Facebook presence. I think at the time they had 900,000 followers. You know, and we obviously, being sponsored a lot of their athletes as well, we kind of were able to get a lot of views and stuff like that off of recognition. But fast forward to 2016, I didn't have a marketing strategy, I didn't have anything. I just had a WordPress website with a company that I guess knew, probably looking back on it, knew about as much as me about it. So it was it was interesting. But we turned the website on and we just pushed it through our socials and got our athletes to kind of push. And back then, obviously, even back then, you know, back in 2016, the social
it was easier to get traction quickly.
Yes, and also the social, influencers wasn't really used the way it has been now, I guess. And it's a totally different market. We turned the website on, pushed it through our socials, and got 6 sales in the first day, and they're all international.
Okay. That must have been a pretty exciting feeling, even though it was 6 sales. It must have been all like, wow, I've already got international interest in my brand, and it's day one. That must have been a pretty exciting feeling, was it?
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, you just we didn't know what to expect, and obviously, like I said, like I'm set, and then it's, you know, it's all go. But I didn't have a clue what I was doing, mate. And then obviously fast forward another year, we go to Shopify. And we're doing, you know, okay, brought on an e-com, someone to work full-time just to run the website, and you know, brought on, you know, creative and stuff like that. And, you know, we're chipping away. We used to do a lot of custom jobs to kind of like that ran about as our baseline for the company, you know, so we
could
keep afloat and keep going. So we'd do like custom jobs for gyms and, you know, with our products, because right off the bat, we really kind of designed a fight short that no one else was really had. It was like imagine like a Billabong or a Quicksilver board short.
Yeah,
brick that light four way stretch material.
Okay. And that was new, was it?
Yeah. Well, everyone was using like that kind of ripstop, thick, heavy back.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So you had a real product differentiator in there as well. It's interesting to hear about another connection between MMA and the surf sector, because you and I have been talking about how most of my MMA experience or exposure comes via following surfers, because there's a big group of pro surfers who are right into it. Yeah. It's interesting to hear you say the board short connection there as well.
Yeah. Well, look, like I used to ride an Esky lid, a little when I was a grommet, and did a fair bit of that back on the Central Coast where I grew up.
Yeah, okay.
And I grew up on the beach, grew up coastal. So I had like, you know, obviously training in the heavier kind of, and talking to the athletes, we created that, like, you know, a short that sat above the knee, lightweight, you know. Didn't have any kind of heavy hardware, we call it, on it, you know. They, you know, and right off the bat, we had, you know, great reviews and great product, and predominantly still to this day, other than our boxing gloves, our fight shorts are our best sellers.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, when you say it like that, it seems insane that something which it requires so much agility and flexibility and movement and they're sweating would have something made of a heavier material.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They'd have a heavy material in a crutch. They'd have a spandex stretch. But it was just you're talking about a sport that kind of has evolved over the last 30 years. You know, like it's just been a natural progression of, you know, you look at brands back, you know, back then, there's been a lot of growth and it's a very young sport still. And I think that, like, you know, we're still going to, you know, I guess mixed martial arts and combat sports are your modern day gladiators. I think that that's, and I think it's the fastest growing sport in the world. So you're going to see a lot more development around product and,
completely.
Yeah, I think it was really completely a lot more mainstream, especially in Australia. So
yeah, absolutely. So staying with that idea of you being right at the beginning then, knowing what you know now, what's the most important thing to focus on when you're launching an online business?
Well, I think it goes back to what I said previously. Looking back on everything is like you've got to risk. There's a lot of risk to it, right? But you've got to, you know, I think that you've really got to know, you got to understand, you know, a bit of everything of what you're doing. I mean, like, I mean, that sounds, people listening will be like, yeah, understandably. But I mean, like, really, got, I think that you've got to make the mistakes to learn. And the only way to learn is to get in there and really get your hands on. I mean, like, for myself, you know, I've been guilty of letting other people do things. And then obviously, you know, probably once I did realize that I needed to do them myself, then we actually moved forward. But I think that, you know, like for us, the last 3 months have been massive. I mean, you know that for us, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think it's also a few things lined up and a few things that happened. But going back, like, you know, like I said, started on WordPress, year later, jumped onto Shopify. Year later, a lot of our big guys, you know, debuted in the UFC. And it's just like from 2018 through to 2020 until COVID hit, we would, you know, I'd spend 6 months internationally and then I'd have a team back in Perth working on the website, I'd be managing. It was just a, you know, then obviously COVID hit and then.
Moving very, very quickly for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So, like, I guess only now, like, you know, we've done some pretty cool stuff. And I know probably, you know, you know, with collaborations and stuff like that. But I guess to answer your question, not around too much. I mean, yeah, I guess you've just got to make the mistakes to learn. And yeah, like I think that looking back on it, I think it's been, you know, I probably wouldn't change anything because, you know, like it's.
So if you were talking to the younger Ash as you were launching the brand now and you could give him some advice, would you just say, keep doing what you're doing, mate?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you have a bit of advice for him to the older, wiser Ash giving to the younger startup Ash?
Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely make a few decisions, make a few changes. But overall, I think, you know, you've got it. The development of your business will have growth off of the development of yourself. So you know, your business can only grow if you grow as a person and as a, you know, from your experiences. So, you know, I think that you've got to really, you know, I probably wouldn't, because the mistakes that I've made or the people that I've met have all had an impact on
and led you to the path.
Yeah, exactly.
So talking about, you know, obviously this growth is down to a number of different factors. If we can touch on marketing strategies, and I know you guys do a number of different things in some, I guess, pretty unusual areas, like it tends not to be just the standard Facebook, Instagram, Google with Engage, although obviously you're doing marketing there. But what marketing strategies have been the most effective for you?
Look, I think obviously social influences is a big one.
Because you've got your fighters who are these big personalities and they're prolific with their content. That must be a defining factor for you, is it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like when Israel Adesanya tells people to do something, they do it. Like,
yeah.
He's got that kind of stardom. He's very much a crossover athlete and a best one. You know, realistically, you'd look at, you know, not to put a comparison, but like he's, you know, you're Conor McGregor of the combat sports. You know, he's one that really crossed over, I guess, with Israel. He's his own kind of version of that, and very much has like a very loyal fan base, and he's one that, you know, we collaborate with, with him and a lot of our other day one athletes like Kai and Brad. And then also, you know, like some friends that have other brands and other, you know, streetwear stuff with collaborated with Street X, who's a local, it's a freakish brand, Street X.
They're here in Perth as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they're T-shirts, and they're sort of a really stripped back. The focus is on the product. There's a million and one different designs and all sorts of different stuff. Yeah, we've checked them out.
Yeah.
So obviously collaborations is like whether it's happened organically, which I guess it has to a point, but it's also something you work on tactically.
Yeah.
What else can you tell us about? Can you tell us any? Give us any other sort of exciting or unusual examples of collaborations that Engage have done that are either have been amazing or are destined to be?
Yeah. Look, we did a collaboration with Call of Duty. Obviously, it's the biggest gaming franchise in the world.
Not many people don't know what COD is, do they?
No. So yeah, we're fortunate enough to have a good relationship with Activision, and we did a collaboration just last month with there around the Cold War release, which was pretty.
So can you tell us what that looks like in terms of your product and the way Engage is aligned as a brand with Call of Duty, Ash?
Yeah. Look, we obviously have a lot of athletes, you know, like that. They obviously use. We have a good relationship through the athletes that we use, and then we kind of what we did is we built a, you know, around their release we did a glove, like limited release glove. You could only go in it wasn't sold. It was only in the chance to win.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a t-shirt, front chest like a military pack. And a pair of our world famous combat shorts. and our boxing glove
and they're all sort of co-branded between you and Call of Duty.
Yeah, collaborated with a lot of the Cold War kind of branding across it and Call of Duty. And it was a competition to win. And it went really, was really, really successful. Got a lot of world, you know, really, really seen on largely on the world stage with a lot of picked up by a lot of you know, Hypebeast and Complex and a lot of these bigger kind of pop culture platforms, you know. So
yeah, I mean, what a coup for you. I mean, that really made me sit back in my chair when you first told us about that collaboration. I obviously that was a leading question and I knew about it. I just was hoping you were happy to talk about it. But, awesome that to see, again, a Perth brand hooking up with such a huge global gaming brand like that. I mean, it's an incredible coup for you. It's amazing.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. So,
and a perfect fit, obviously, for both your fighters, who I guess do that sort of thing recreationally when they're not training their asses off, they're resting, but they want to stay stimulated. They're probably like a bit of gaming, do they, your boys?
Yeah, they love it, actually. They are quite competitive in it as well.
I can imagine. And so that pertains to the fact that your customers are also going to be into it as well.
Yeah.
Which leads me into something else. Like the concept of lifetime customer value has become a huge one in e-commerce, you know, whether it's email automations or reviews or loyalty programs, encouraging, you know, re-engagement with your customers. Are you, you know, how are you approaching that concept with Engage and what are you doing around that?
Yeah, look, we kind of, it's something that we've got a pretty good return rate for our customers and the quality.
Yep.
We do have a reviews and a lot of like kind of, I guess, discount incentives to leave reviews or to kind of, you know, I guess, re-engage with the customer and build a bit of a loyalty with them. But I mean, for us, it's something that we're, you know, like we've just connected with Klaviyo.
Yeah,
pronounced that correctly.
You have. Well, some people say Klaviyo. I think it's either or.
Yeah. So we're also looking to kind of build a bit of a loyalty program, you know, around our and a bit more of an influencers program, social platform. Rolling into next year and have that kind of. But it's something that we have for I mean, for us, that we haven't overly focused on. We've got quite a good return rate and a loyal customer base. So I think there's a bit of ground for us to, you know, it's part of one part of our strategy, scaling moving forward. So
yeah, I mean, I would say that if your customers have a propensity to be loyal anyway, it gives you even more opportunity to drive back more revenue using some of those strategies.
Yeah, definitely.
Based on your experiences, Ash, what do you think is the single most important part of the e-commerce picture that can be never ignored or forgotten about or left to chance?
What was that again?
So if there was one thing that you would tell another e-commerce merchant never to lose sight of, never take their eye off it, what would that be?
I guess what they first set out to achieve. I guess you've got obviously that always the goalposts always change, they always move. But I believe like you have to stay loyal to what your goals are, you know, I guess.
An objective.
Yeah. I mean, like for us it's always changing. Like I do have a lot of balls in the air with the management, with the documentary, with Engage, and there's always something, you know, with a collaboration will pop up or opportunity will pop up. It's always something new every day. But I mean,
but they're all feeding the same entity, aren't they? It's not like they're disconnected. The management feeds the brand. The brand is connected to the athletes. The athletes are connected to the content. The content you're producing is connected to your marketing. So it's very much a connected ecosystem that you've built all around the concept of Engage being in the MMA industry, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. But I guess like it's just be true to your goals and yourself. And I think stay, you know, I mean, consistency is definitely like, you know, consistency is key. Like for us, it's like being on all aspects. Like if we consistently release products, you know, and like in the month of September, we released a lot more products than we ever have. And we saw our conversion rate go up and we saw that, you know, traffic to the website still was pretty steady. We saw the conversion rate go up and obviously it helped with the athletes fighting that month. But consistency and with you know, product release and sale, everything,
To wrap it up in two words, objectives and consistency.
Yeah, I think so.
And how important has it been for Engage to understand your customers? I mean, obviously you've come out of that. I mean, I guess you, in a way, you started as Engage's ideal customer yourself, didn't you? But has your understanding of the community, it's obviously fed into every move you make.
Yeah, look, I mean, we've kind of rode the wave of the guy's success and obviously the growth of mixed martial arts and combat sports. So, I mean, like the customer and learning about the customer is you know, it's something that I think that, you know, you're always, it's just a natural, like it's just going to keep going with the growth. And I think learn how the customer reacts or what they like or, you know, like, yeah.
And giving them the ability to feed back into the business too might be something that you start to look at as you scale and reach into the US, giving your customers, you know, the opportunity to feed back, to give you ideas, to tell you what they like, and then feeding that back into the start of the loop in terms of what you're producing for them.
Yeah, I think it can be, I guess we get a lot of feedback through our reviews and then also socially with messaging and comments. You know, we always try to stay pretty active with that.
Yeah,
definitely.
And if we differentiate between the fight gear and the apparel, do you approach those as two different markets, like the actual fighters as opposed to the fans?
I think like at the moment we don't. I mean, like we do sell a lot of supporter tees with our athletes, you know, to the fans. So, but and I mean, like we are leading a lot of our traffic does come through the combat industry. So, you know, like not right now. I mean, we are looking to introduce a line of women's wear and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
you know, like we do have I guess goals or aspirations to kind of branch out to be a little bit more you know, market our apparel a little bit differently.
But, yeah, and being more specific with the product for who it's really specifically designed for, whether that be a male or a female or a fighter or a fan.
Yeah.
So obviously 2021's looking extremely exciting for you, Ash, and for you and your team at Engage. What are you most excited about as we go into 2021?
Hopefully the world getting back to normal.
I knew you were going to say that because, you know, a lot of your time, as you said before, is travelling to LA and Vegas and being at the fights and supporting your fighters and driving the brand. So that must be something that's left a bit of a hole in your professional life this year.
Yeah, look, yeah, it's been a blessing as well. But, you know, I've been
able of course.
To reset. Like, did hit a bit of a brick wall, you know, when COVID hit and everything kind of come to a halt. But, you know, it was good to – it's actually been good.
Yeah,
reset and you know, like I'm hopefully, you know, things get back to normal and or whatever normal is, and you know, like we can get back on the road and you know, really drive, engage in the athletes' careers across the you know, North America. And
very, very, very exciting prospect there. And if we come back to the surfers as a finishing note, they've all been flying back into Hawaii over the last week or two to kick off the first contest, post-COVID contest. So I know Kelly Slater, I saw him, was on a plane out of LA heading for Hawaii himself about 48 hours ago. So I think, you know, touch wood, things are starting to move again and might not be too long before you're on your way out to the USA soon again, mate.
Yeah. Look, like, yeah, from a, I guess that standpoint, it'd be great for, you know, but I guess for Engage, you know, I'm really excited for, you know, to set up, obviously, in the new US, in the US, but also firstly in New Zealand. You know, and that's going to be a big thing for us to set up.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got that partnership with the gym there to focus on as well, which is going to be even more massive.
Yeah.
Ash, it's been very, very cool speaking to you on the podcast. Obviously, we've spoken before a couple of times over the last few weeks, but thanks heaps for jumping on. Yeah. Really, really good to hear some more detail around Engage. Have you on the Shopify, Dropify. It's a really exciting sector, the MMA and what you're involved in, and it's awesome to see WA business, you know, smashing it and looking at doing even more and more. So just wanted to say congratulations from us to you on your wins in and out of the ring, and all the very best for next year and beyond, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much, mate.
Absolutely not. You are here to tell your story, Ash, and it's all good by us. It was super interesting, and I know our audience will love hearing about it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity, and it's great. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Ash and his team at Engage. It's awesome to hear another big e-commerce success story coming out of Perth, Western Australia. Please get in touch with Ben and Scott if you need help with your Shopify store or to make the switch to Shopify. The Cut can make it happen and help you with new Shopify sites, online store design, redesigns, integrations, and customer engagement and conversion growth. Please share this episode. And if you want a guest on this podcast yourself, contact The Cut at thecut.net.au.
Thanks for listening. Access e-commerce expertise from The Cut anytime. Visit thecut.net.au and connect on Facebook and LinkedIn.